This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Indian Armed Forces targeted air defense radars and systems at a number of locations in Pakistan this morning. According to the Defense Ministry, it has been learned that an air defense system at Lahore has been neutralized. The ministry said Indian response has been in the same domain with the same intensity as Pakistan. Pakistan attempted to engage in a number of military targets in northern and western India, including Awantipura, Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Amritsar, Kapurthala, using drones and missiles last night. These were neutralized by the integrated counter UAS grid and air defense systems. The debris of these attacks has now been recovered from a number of locations that prove the Pakistani attacks. Let us now go over live and listen to the MEA press briefing.
The issue, then I think I can do no better than to cite or point you in the direction of the Pakistan Army Chief's speech of 16 April 2025. I think that is the last word in communal rhetoric. And in the Pahalgam attack itself, you are aware of the kind of religious profiling that was done there. And perhaps there is a linkage between these two events. I can only say that these nefarious designs will not be allowed to succeed in India. And it is to be noted that people from all faiths, all religions, all regions in India have unequivocally, not just in India, but around the world, have condemned these attacks.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a high-level meeting with secretaries of various ministries and departments of the government to review national preparedness and inter-ministerial coordination in light of recent developments concerning national security. During the meeting, Mr. Modi stressed the need for seamless coordination among ministries and agencies to uphold operational continuity and institutional resilience. He also reviewed the planning and preparation by ministries to deal with the current situation. Indian Armed Forces have used high-quality equipment in Operation Sindoor, which resulted in killing of a large number of terrorists in Pakistan and Pak-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, the way the armed forces destroyed terror camps in Pakistan and POK is a matter of pride for the country. Speaking at the National Quality Conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh congratulated the country's armed forces for the action, courage and valour they displayed.
जिस प्रेसिजन के साथ यानी जिस सटीकता के साथ ऑपरेशन सिंदूर एग्जीक्यूट किया गया वह अनइमेजिनेबल है, बहुत ही सराहनीय है। इसमें 9 टेररिस्ट कैंप्स तबाह हुए और अच्छी खासी संख्या में आतंकी मारे गए। जिस तरह से इस ऑपरेशन को किसी भी इनोसेंट को नुकसान पहुंचाए बिना मिनिमम कोलेटरल डैमेज के साथ अंजाम दिया गया वह इसलिए संभव हो पाया क्योंकि हमारे फॉर्मिडेबल एंड प्रोफेशनली ट्रेन्ड आर्म फोर्सेज के पास इक्विपमेंट भी हाई क्वालिटी के थे।
India today reiterated that its intention is not to escalate the situation with Pakistan, but if there are military attacks, it will be met with a very firm response. This was stated by External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar while co-chairing the India-Iran 20th Joint Commission meeting along with its Iranian counterpart Syed Abbas Araghchi in New Delhi. Dr. Jaishankar said Pahalgam attack compelled India to respond by striking at cross-border terrorist infrastructure, and the response was targeted and measured.
Our response was targeted and measured. It is not our intention to escalate the situation. However, if there are military attacks on us, there should be no doubt that it will be met with a very, very firm response. As a neighbor and a close partner, it is important that you have a good understanding of the situation.
Government has asked OTT and media streaming platforms as well as intermediaries operating in India to discontinue the web series, films and other contents having its origins in Pakistan with immediate effect. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry today issued an advisory to them, citing the interest of national security in view of the Pahalgam terror attack. The ministry advised them to stop the streaming of Pakistani web series, films, songs, podcasts and other streaming media content. And that is the end of this news bulletin.